cooking, restaurants and recipes, with adventures too. Just wait and see. Flavor Living Radio. Everything you'd want to know. So tune in now and start a listening to Flavor Living Radio. It's an awesome radio show.
Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is Bryant, your host, and we're here. It's April the 12th, 2015, and today's show, we're talking, it's our More Clever Than Ever show series, and hello, everybody. I know we're back here in the United States, talking from Hampton Roads, Virginia. Our show is on localvarism, localvar. You're probably asking, what is localvarism or localvar? It's what it is. It's food, local food within a 100-mile radius. You're basically restaurants, people who are buying their food from home. They're buying foods within a 100-mile radius or 300-mile radius. Your challenge, your choice. And instead of these are people who are growing foods with farms, just many different areas. And we wanted to put our case to. Pretend that I'm kind of like today here on Sunday. I'm kind of like the Flavor Living local food attorney. I want to put the case out for as far as buying food locally. That's what today's show is about. Like, it's happening everywhere. We travel to Chattanooga, Tennessee, and plus we have just our show is just stating the facts in the case. And as the jury, you guys listen in, give us your opinions there. I can hear them from here in Virginia. And you guys decide whether you would like this movement, if this movement can continue. Because I've got some, myself and many other people have some great ideas, and they're doing them now for today and the future. We want to just put our case out here. So our first case, we go to Bowie, Maryland, and speak with Brandon Weston Morris. He tells us what's going on in Maryland. So, jury, I hope everybody has their pen and paper and just kind of focused in on our show. And let's go to Maryland.
Hi, guys. Brandon Weston Morris here with B-Money 20 News to give you the inside scoop on localism here in Bowie. We're going to look at some vendors who sell their local produce at the farmer's market. We'll look at abandoned fields here that show the decline in localism. We're going to talk to customers who choose to buy local produce over grocery store produce. Let's check it out.
Here you can see a local farm that has essentially become a weed wasteland. Go back 2 years and this was a thriving local farm where you could pick up your seasonal organic desires at your convenience. Sad to say, this is yet another farm that has fallen victim to big grocery giants like Safeway, Giant, or Wegmans. I attended the Bowie Farmers Market to speak with some of the local farmers about their opinions on outsourced food and why buying locally is a much better alternative.
My name is Joel Elan. I'm with the local farmers market over here in Bowie. You need support for your local farmers markets, your local farmers, because without the local farmers, you won't have local produce. You'll be buying the stuff out of the stores, which are shipped from cross country or from Central America, which some of that stuff, you don't know what's been sprayed on it. A lot of stuff that's at the markets are organically grown or pesticide free, which is better for you than the stuff that's in the supermarkets. Right now you have what's grown in season, which would be squash and cucumbers and stuff like that. Strawberries are in season, but what you get out of stores are getting shipped in, so you're really not sure what's in season and what's not.
As you listen to these farmers, you'll always hear them speak about which produce is currently in season. Of course, this isn't anywhere near the variety a grocery store can offer, but would you really want pesticides inside your body?
Our farm is Knott's Greenhouses in Severn, Maryland, and we like to sell at all the farmers markets locally because it helps enhance, businesses that are in your community, and we use less pesticides and fertilizers and keeps things fresher. Right now, we just have, the early vegetables that are coming in, strawberries and potatoes and onions and greens and zucchini and squash, but as the summer progresses, we'll get watermelons, cantaloupes, tomatoes, eggplant, peppers. It's really nice because we can also help people who can't afford to buy fruits and vegetables, sell them our vegetable plants and train them and help them grow their own at home, and they don't even have to go to the market to get it. And
now, this isn't necessarily produce, but many people eat seafood. Check out this list we found in our local Giant, showcasing where all their seafood comes from. In the rare cases you do spot a raised in USA, it's unfortunately farm-raised, which means hormones, pesticides, and the fact that they're all crowded into small tanks that usually carry diseases. Now listen carefully, because this man is about to make some great reasons on why you should buy locally.
Yeah, I read somewhere that when you get food locally, local is actually better than getting organic. It's better to get local rather than organic from a place like China or something. Because it's better environmental footprint, because it typically isn't traveling as far by train or truck or whatever. And something about vegetables are healthier the less time it takes to get from field to market. And that's another way. Another way that I feel there's a social benefit to coming to a community like this. You get to meet people. The hands that are actually tilling the soil, the people who are baking the cakes, like the lady over there, the local students, you kind of get a feel about the pulse of your community. I was to go to my local retail store, or go to like go online, I'm just clicking down, scrolling down. Not as good. I would say three things: is the uniqueness, the health, and the environmental sustainability. Keep me coming back to our local market.
Welcome back to Flavor Living Radio. This is Bryant, your host. Did you hear what Brandon was talking about in Bowie, Maryland? He was in the different evidence of the people there that live there on how they like local, you know, as far as the freshness of the produce, more personable. You're talking to the person who made the cake, or you're talking to the farmer. Restaurants are talking to farmers. And it's more personal. People are talking. You know, when I go to the grocery store here, I mean, it's cool. I like Hampton Roads, but not, we don't talk really. Everybody's on a mission. We're in their grocery store buying everything, get everything, and go. You know, and I think having the local varism more in our community, well, you know, we can talk more, you know, if you want to talk. But I think it would be good. Now, I heard a song in I can't tell you much about this song, but I'm going to play the song, and this is a cool song. Let me play this song. All right.
Come from, who really knows? How did it get to my grocery store? Like, food's all
Locavore. Woo. Locavore. Woo. Oh, oh, hey, way. Welcome back to Flavor Living Radio. This is Brian, your host. I got caught up in the song. We go to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Yes, more for our case. I hope the jury is taking in the notes and deciding if they like locavorism. And we go to a restaurant called St. John's Restaurant, and the executive chef there is Chef Rebecca Barron. And this restaurant, I mean, in Tennessee, in this in Chattanooga, Tennessee, this area, many restaurants are involved in communicating with the farmers and bringing their produce and items to the restaurant. And this restaurant, St. John's, is really good at it. I mean, I can't wait to you guys hear the interview. It was a good interview, and we talked to Chef Rebecca, and she tells us what's happening there in Tennessee.
Tennessee, and we have Chef Rebecca, Executive Chef Rebecca Barron. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Wow, how's the weather in Tennessee? I know it's kind of, I'm in Hampton Roads, so how's the weather out there? Is it pretty picking up somewhere?
It's kind of weird. You know, we get a lot of rain in April. But then it's 90 degrees, so you just can't be sure.
Yeah, you just don't. You never know. That's like that here in Virginia. Wow. Now, you're the executive chef. You're the one making sure everything runs. The engine, everything runs there. So, tell us about St. John's Restaurant there in St. John's.
Well, it's like a new American restaurant. We do a lot of French-inspired food. We try to get as much as we can local, so we're kind of starting in, it's a little early still for the growing season around here, but right now we're getting arugula, I actually got some local caviar last week.
Wow.
Yeah, it's delicious. We also get local farm eggs, we get Pickett's Ranch trout, which it's one of my favorite fish, and he's about 40 minutes away. We have local rabbit right now.
Wow. I mean,
all kinds of stuff.
You know, I was researching Tennessee and I saw the trend there that's going on there in Chattanooga, and I had to pick your restaurant because on your menu, it just really, the locavore titles of the different items on the menu just speak to you. Like, this, we are about local foods. We like, and just the title.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but at first, I want to go back, and you're from Wisconsin.
Yes, sir. From Milwaukee.
From Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and you're there in Tennessee. How did that happen? How did that go about? As far as did you bring the farming foods and everything there?
Well, I've been here in Tennessee longer than Wisconsin. My family moved here for my dad to go to school when I was 13. So I feel like I have a little bit more of a southern influence than I do in North Carolina.
Yeah, because I was looking at the back. You know Chattanooga community well from working at different places, and you know the community very well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow. Tell us about the people of Chattanooga. What do they like to eat? What are they into? Because you know, just from your experience as a chef there and many years there in Tennessee, what do the people like to eat? Because you know them. You know them very well.
Yeah. I think people enjoy the most. I think they enjoy comfort food, as they do in a lot of other places. So just things that make sense to people. We do a lot of handmade pastas here. We have a handmade potato gnocchi, and that's kind of like a little dumpling, and we have that on our chicken set, so it's like chicken and dumplings, a little grown-up style.
Okay.
We sell a lot of the Pickett's Ranch trout. People really like that. We do sell a lot of foie gras, which is not local, but it comes out of Hudson Valley, New York, and it's fantastic.
No, what is that again? What is that you mentioned it's called?
It's actually a duck liver.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's really nice. It's almost like meat butter.
Well, I mean, I'm always learning and just everything. I mean, I can imagine myself there in Tennessee and just that everybody's either at the, you know, at a restaurant and or here talking to families in their house, like, hey, you know, we like, I mean, you know, like in Georgia, they like grits, you know.
Yeah,
like grits.
And we saw a lot of grits, too. I mean, I think our grits are the best. And those are actually local as well. We get them from Riverview Farms. And then we just cook them low and slow, and we actually add mascarpone cheese to them, and it just makes them really creamy.
Well, when I was looking at the menu there, I saw your salads, and your salads mm-hmm. are not just any ordinary salad. They're like really nice salads, or just the beginning
yeah.
course meal there, you know, as far as the, I saw as far as your first course, the Valdelia onions, is that pronounced Yukon? Golden potato soup?
Yukon gold potato
Yukon,
soup.
Yes. Yeah, well,
yes.
Can you explain, I mean, as far as your, the appetizer, just your salads are really come off the page, you know?
Well, our salads, we get lettuce from Lee and Gordon's Organic Lettuces, and they're a hydroponic farm in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And we get lettuce from them a couple times a week, and we actually do a couple different salads with it. We have just like our regular house salad, and that's like asparagus and goat cheese. And then we do a bib lettuce salad mm-hmm. with Benton's bacon, creme fraiche, and we just got ramps in today, so that'll have ramps on it today. And then we have a beet salad too that we're doing a hand pulled mozzarella on there right now, which is really fantastic. And then as far as the soup you were asking about, so we take baby Vidalia onions,
yes.
cook those down with Yukon gold potatoes, and then we make a puree out of the tops of the green onions and fold that in at the end, so it's like a nice bright green soup.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
nice.
Really pretty. And then we do a little bit of poached lobster on there and some lemon oil.
Well, when you say the word gold potato soup, I want to try that. You know, when you say gold potato.
Oh, pardon me, boy.
Yes, yes.
Is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
That's the Chattanooga choo-choo.
On track 29.
Uh-huh.
That's on the Tennessee line.
She said the Tennessee line. Jack.
She means that she can't afford.
I can't afford to board a Chattanooga choo-choo.
What have you got in there? I've got my fare.
You say you have?
Uh-huh, but not a nickel to spare.
Well, I do declare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner.
Nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the hookah blowing 8 to the bar,
then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shut up for all the calling, got to keep it rolling.
Whoa, Chattanooga, there you are.
Chattanooga, choo-choo, there you are.
Yes, welcome back here to The Flavor. We're going right back to Chef Rebecca to Chattanooga, Tennessee for part two of our interview.
Wow. Now, the main course I saw on the menu, as far as the, this is what really caught my to talk is some of the items are named after the farms.
Yes. Yeah, we always try to promote where we get anything from. So like our duck breast is from Maple Leaf Farm, which is not in Tennessee, but it's a very nice product. Ashley Farms Chicken, Broken Arrow Ranch Medicine.
Yes. The Heritage Farm I saw, the Ashley Farm.
Mm-hmm. The Heritage Farm Pork Chop. Mm-hmm.
Did you have your team, did they go out there or fly out there or drive out there and
you know, unfortunately, we haven't, but, you know, people will send samples for you to try. And, you know, we just talk to different purveyors and get small amounts of stuff to try it. And these are just all things that we've tried and we really like.
Now, Chef Rebecca, what do you think about the localism and how do you like the movement or how do you foresee it in the future?
I love it. I'm involved with a lot of the organizations that promote it. Harvested Here has kind of gotten going the last couple of years, and we've done some events with them, as well as Crabtree Farms. They're an urban farm that are right in downtown Chattanooga.
Okay.
We get a lot of beautiful things from them, and I'm involved with a lot of their events. I mean, I've always been excited about local food. I mean, it's the best.
I am here like in Hampton Roads. I'm starting to branch out a little bit more because we are seven cities, but Suffolk area has a lot of the farms, and I want to get going within my life and friends' life and just this movement, you know. So.
Yeah, and I mean, I love it just because you can get something that was, you know, picked an hour ago. Like some of our farmers deliver to us, you know, as soon as they pick it, depending on what it is. And like the caviar I got the other day from this guy named Will Shelton.
Okay.
He literally harvested it an hour before he brought it to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you're trying out now, as a chef, you're trying out different, you're going to this grocery store and you're trying out different places. You can tell the difference right away, yeah?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Wow. I mean, I was just wanted to call and just find out about. I know that I think the owner is Chef Josh Carter, right?
Yes, he's the owner. He's not a chef, but he is the wine director and the owner.
Yes, and Michelle was great to make sure we had the manager there. It was great to have the interview, and I just wanted to know about this movement there in Chattanooga. You know, that's going on as far as the local bar. You know, local food and everything. You know.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yes. Okay. One quick question. What's name three items in your refrigerator?
In my refrigerator.
As we speak.
Farm eggs, kimchi, and hummus.
You did not hesitate. You're like, this is what's in there, Brian.
I know exactly what's in there.
Yeah. What was the second one? What was the second item?
Kimchi?
Yes, kimchi.
Like fermented cabbage, yes.
Oh, okay.
There's also some beer in there, like PBRs. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's make sure. Well, listen, thank you for being on our show for a quick interview. And can you tell everybody, if they're going through Chattanooga, how to reach you guys for St. John's Restaurant in Chattanooga, Tennessee?
Yes, we're on Open Table as well as someone can just call the restaurant. It's 423-266-4400. And we're located at 1278 Market Street in Chattanooga.
You do have an accent. You are Tennessee.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You are Tennessee. I hear the accent there. You do have
Tennessee. Yeah, I've assimilated.
well, thank you for being on our show.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Welcome back to Flavor Living Radio. We hope you enjoyed our show, and we put the case out there for the jury to decide. You guys, listeners of our show, if you're listening into our show, Flavor Living Radio, we hope you enjoyed it. For the Locavar, Locavarism, there you go. And you get to see if you liked it, and we hope you like Chef Rebecca Barron from St. John's Restaurant, and just the song, everything, it's there for you guys to decide. Come back to our show next week as we bring the flavor, and tune in for more for food trends. Have a great week.